Praise be Jesus and Mary. Our Lord is never unjust in whatever he gives us. Even in following the example that he gives us here in this, the master giving the wages to all of the different laborers who all started at different times. No matter what, our Lord, since he owes us nothing, is never unjust. Everything we have, he has given us, including our very lives. He has given it. So whatever he decides to do, whenever he decides to call us to take that life to himself, to take that life, he is not unjust. Nor can we ever accuse him of so being. We might think that, you know, when we see young children killed, died, in accidents, whatever happens to be illness, so many people die, cut short, as it were. We look out at our world, we see all the evil in the world. Why does he allow that to continue? But is our Lord being unjust? Is God being unjust to us? No. Well, actually, for all the evil, we are causing that by our sins, by the fact that we turn away from him and we refuse to trust him. That's our fault. That's not God. He permits it for the greater good to come from it. And there is a greater good, whether we see it or not. Above all, if we persevere, there's the greatest good. We achieve salvation. We achieve union with him. And that's what matters. No matter how hard we have to work to get there, even if others' work seem to work much less, what's important is we all get there. That's what's important. That we are trusting in him, that we do trust him, that we do follow him. That's what's important. And he is never unjust. But what's more important, he is all merciful. He is love. And he is seeking to share that love with us. Let us not squander it. Let us not reject it. But run to it. Embrace it. And work with the graces he gives us to be able to do exactly as he tells us. Follow him. To do whatever it takes. Make whatever sacrifice is necessary to achieve our union with him. To share in his love, in his life, for all eternity. Praise be Jesus and Mary.